This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2326, Protecting Your Assets in a Digital World, Part 1, by Darrow Kirkpatrick of CanIRetireYet.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I have a bit of a longer post today, so I'll read the first part today and then finish it up tomorrow. So with that, let's dive right into Part 1 as we optimize your life. Protecting Your Assets in a Digital World, Part 1, by Darrow Kirkpatrick of CanIRetireYet.com. As anybody who's made progress along the road to financial independence knows, building wealth doesn't make all your problems go away or automatically bestow peace of mind. Along with increasing financial assets come inevitable concerns about protecting what you have. And in today's digital world, the rules and techniques for ensuring financial safety have changed substantially. Nobody wants to obsess over their fortune like Scrooge. Generosity is one of the proven paths to happiness and true wealth. But the fact is that in today's world, having significant assets also means having to exercise careful attention and stewardship in order for those assets to survive and serve your intended purpose. Whether it's internet scams, computer errors, or natural disaster, your wealth is subject to a variety of dangers. In this post, I'll detail some of the most serious threats and some of the simple steps you can take to ward them off. Number 1, identity theft. Identity theft is widespread, according to most sources, with the FTC reporting that 5% of people in the US were victims within a 3-year time span. Thieves use a variety of techniques to steal personal information and obtain credit in your name or dip into your bank accounts. Who hasn't had a credit card number stolen? It's happened to me at least twice that I can recall. The problem is so prevalent, or at least so feared, that a major industry has sprung up around protecting you from identity theft. There are insurance, monitoring, and alert services that purport to prevent identity hijacking, or at least help repair the damage once it's happened. But given my inclination for frugality and self-insuring, I recommend taking some simple steps on your own to reduce the threat of identity theft and foregoing most of the paid services. Those interested in impersonating you or breaking into your financial accounts will first need to gain access to personal information such as family names, birth dates, social security numbers, and other account numbers. So you need to be ever mindful of how you handle that kind of information. Every piece of paper that you discard is a risk, so every modern home probably needs a serviceable paper shredder. I'm not much for specialized appliances, but after struggling with cheap shredders for years, I finally upped and bought a serious business quality shredder. It's been a worthy investment in time saved, if nothing else. When you have banker's boxes full of old tax records to be destroyed, the difference between being able to feed a dozen pages reliably versus a few pages with frequent jams means a huge savings in time and frustration. Better yet, get on the path to a paperless office and eliminate as much paper, especially sensitive financial documents, from your life as possible. I've been doing that with my smaller financial accounts and utility accounts for many years. However, I've been loath to turn off paper statements for my very few significant investment accounts. I long felt that having paper documents gave me stronger proof of our assets in the event of any banking errors. But in today's digital world, I seriously doubt that that is the case any longer. It probably takes about the same amount of skill to forge a digital document as it does a paper one. So I'm not sure there's much difference in the authenticity. And paper documents are easier to steal or lose depending on how you handle them. So I'm now in the process of going paperless on all of my accounts. A final, highly effective step you can take to protect your identity is free or very cheap depending on the state you live in. That is simply to freeze your credit report at the 3 major credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. This stops many major forms of identity theft dead in its tracks because it makes it impossible to get credit in your name. While your credit report remains frozen, no credit applications will be approved. This can be a minor inconvenience if you need a new credit card or auto loan, but those living frugally on the path to financial independence will find such needs few and far between. And the agencies will each equip you with an identification number that allows you to unlock your report for a short time span if you need to allow a legitimate credit application through. Number two, hacking. There are many additional steps you can take to protect your electronic identity that come under the umbrella of safe computing. Keeping software updated, using antivirus protection, not clicking on unknown links on the web and in email, not responding to requests for personal information. Most of those topics are covered well elsewhere, but let me say a few words about passwords, since the game keeps changing and it's an area that many people don't take seriously. It once was the case that a handful of digits or your dog's name was adequate to protect your accounts. That was long ago. Today's hacking tools are so sophisticated that it can be child's play to break into an account that's protected by any but the strongest passwords. All that's required for this to happen is two mistakes. First, an institution has to drop their normal protective measures and give a hacker unrestricted access to your login screen or data files. Unfortunately, this happens from time to time. Second, you have to use an inadequate password. If so, your account will be one of the first compromised. Mainstream advice for password length has been to use about a dozen characters. But in today's world, for your most important accounts, there's at least one authoritative recommendation to use at least 20 characters. It's an unpleasant overhead, but it's the only sure defense against brute force attacks on your password. And you can make the task of remembering such passwords easier by using phrases and/or password management tools. Be mindful that it is primarily length that counts. The automated tools used by hackers aren't much affected by your clever mixes of letters, numbers, and symbols, but they can be defeated simply by the time it takes to guess long passphrases, given that most people don't use them. It's like the old joke about outrunning a tiger. You don't have to be faster than the animal, just faster than your companions. Once you get in the habit of using more secure passwords, which should be different for every account and are hard to remember en masse, you'll want some software support for managing them. There are a number of password managers available, such as RoboForm, and using any one of them would be better than depending on short, insecure passwords or writing passwords down on post-it notes in your office. Number three, hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled Protecting Your Assets in a Digital World by Darrow Kirkpatrick of CanIRetireYet.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY mintmobile.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I recently was a victim to a scam when I had a box show up at my door from a vitamin company. It was addressed to me, but I didn't order any of this stuff, and I had never heard of the company. I thought maybe it was sent to me as a gift, but I asked around and I couldn't figure out who sent it to me. I didn't want any of this stuff, so I gave it away and thought nothing of it. Well, a few weeks later, when I was reviewing my credit card statement, there was a charge from the vitamin company. So I called my credit card company and disputed the charge. However, it ended up turning into a big fight because the vitamin company had proof of delivery. My address on the shipment matched the address on the credit card, and I had received the goods. So it looked like I had really ordered this. And now the product was gone, so I couldn't return it. I did cancel that credit card and was reissued a new card. And then it happened again. I received a package from Eddie Bauer. So at this point, I just closed that credit card. And I insisted that both the credit card company and vendors look at the IP address of where the order was being placed, because it certainly wasn't from my devices. What was happening is that the credit card number was being tested. Scammers get a hold of your number and they test that the card and address match before making other purchases. I ultimately got the credit card fraud investigation department to waive the charges, but it was a very interesting scam that I've never heard of, and it was very time-consuming to deal with. I hope you never experience this yourself. But this is just the first half of the post, so be sure to come on back tomorrow where we'll hear the rest and where your optimal life awaits.